Yes, good afternoon and good evening. The time is exactly 3 minutes past the hour of six, and that means it's time for the business and economic segment, or as we like to call it, lecture hall one. With that is, of course, me, Kaveve Thembruka.
And David Chombe.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be facilitating the conversation as we have been these past days. And just before we introduce the subject for today, I just want to appreciate and thank all of you who truly choose us, who consume and use our content, and of course, the news content that we give. The aim is to build a knowledgeable economy, as well as individuals who make rational decisions.
Yes, indeed, indeed. It's always an honor to be here. It's a privilege to be here, to learn, educate each other, and also to unpack economic issues. So, you know, Eagle FM, especially business and economic segment, is a platform where we bridge the gap between those who knows and those who are listening and those who want to learn. So it's a show which look at economic analysis. We look at the progress which is done in the country. We look at where we are doing well and what need to be done. And it's also a platform where we engage in very deep critical questions, especially when it comes to, you know, developing our country and promote inclusive economic development. So in this regard, it's always very important to tell our listeners that you need to make sure that you follow our page on all social media, Eagle FM Namibia. You can also download our app, Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, engage with us.
Yeah. So let's just dive right into today's discussion, shall we?
Yes.
For today, we'll look at the low entrepreneurial culture and innovation within Namibia. Because, you know, David, when I grew up, the center of conversation was always around looking for a job or securing a job.
Indeed.
Like, people would be like, you know, go to school so you can get a job.
Yeah.
Study hard so you can get a job. Like, the end result was always, you know, coming back to getting a job. But then, however, we tend to forget to look at how can we rather become job creators instead of job seekers.
Indeed, indeed.
Because, you know, even David, even growing up, I've never said with my mom, my dad, or even just you, like, you're my colleague.
Yeah, indeed.
But we've never sat down and had a conversation on how can we become job creators.
How can we make money?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about making money and promote the quality of life.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, whatever you do, you need to make sure that you promote the quality of life.
Mm.
But for us to promote the quality of life, we need to make sure that we discuss topics like this one. You know, in Namibia, we have low entrepreneurship and innovation culture.
Mm.
And we have also demotivated people, especially when it comes to the aspect of, business, the aspect of creating your own business, the aspect of facing challenges, and also, you know, engage in, making money. Because, Kave, if I have to tell you, most of the successful people in the world, if you do your research very well, these are not the guys who have an 8-to-5 job.
Mm.
These are the guys who went against what is expected.
Mm-mm.
These are the guys who either invested. These are the guys who started businesses from the scratch. And, if I just have to ask you a question, especially regarding to our youth and the culture of entrepreneurship. Maybe what are some of the businesses that our young people are investing in? Is it betting?
Well, betting is one of them. Because
no.
I think the problem with us is that we want to earn fast cash.
Indeed, indeed.
We want something that's going to sustain us for now.
Yeah.
We don't think about the long run. Because you have to think about your end results. Like in 5-10 years time, will you still have that cash that you're after today?
Yeah.
And that's where it comes when you have to apply entrepreneurial skills that will last you a lifetime, not just for today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, the aim of entering business, number one, is profit.
Yeah.
But after profit, you also need to contribute to the quality of life of people around you.
Mm.
But now, if you now have to look around and see what are the young people really interested in. Because I think, you know, some of the businesses which I came across here through my research is, you know, people, they want to think, you know, engaging in things like pyramid scheme. Yes, Some can make money, but that is not something that you can explain. That's not something that you can use your skill. It's like gambling.
Yeah.
Then you look at the aspect of, you know, there are always this thing, you know, I'm somebody who, I don't enter into things I don't understand. I have to understand first, because it's not really because I'm stingy. I just need to make sure that where am I putting my money and how is this money going to generate another money? Because you can't just come to me and say, no, David, send me 300. You are going to make 15,000 in the next in the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, there is always this thing that somewhere, somehow, somebody is being played in that game. Because if you can really make money from 300 just like that, you could have used people around, people from your house.
Yeah.
Or you could have used just your own money, the money that you got from there. Because somewhere, somehow, a person can be played in that regard. Now, maybe if I have to dive in, like, what are some of our traditional beliefs or the cultural norms that are really demotivating our young people, especially in engaging into serious businesses? Because part of our conversation is this. We have a lot of young people who started businesses. However, they cannot sustain for 10 years. They cannot sustain their businesses for 10 years. Because it's one thing to start a business, and it's one thing also to maintain it and progress with that business through all the challenges that you are going through.
Yeah. And I think also just coming from like an African background, we are conditioned to, you know, chase after these jobs, certain jobs that are, I don't know, they're put in this category, like these are the finer jobs in life that you should have. Maybe being a doctor, a teacher. Nobody really cares about entrepreneurship that much. And I feel like our parents had a big part to play in that, because they didn't really understand entrepreneurship. They didn't understand the risks that come with entrepreneurship, because it's like you're gambling. Yeah. You don't know if this is going to be successful for you, if it's going to turn out okay. So they were like, you know, instead of just taking a risk in life, why not go for something that has a security behind it? Because with a job like being a doctor or a teacher, you know that there's a salary at the end of the day in it for you.
Yeah.
Like, you can just guarantee that at the end of the month, I'm going to have money.
Yeah,
why would you go to the career path that's gambling and you're not sure if it's going to be a profit instead of this one?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the way we came from, especially I don't want to say the indigenous Namibia, maybe our black culture, where we came from is like, you know, our great-grandparents, they went through what is called contract labor system. That is a conditioned employment. Yeah, it's a conditioned employment because you have to leave your wife for 8 months. Then you go and work. Maybe some of the lucky guys, they went to work in CDM. It's a mining company by then, but Diamond in Oranjemund. And they started making a lot of money. But now, what is very interesting is that these guys, they realize that, no, at the end of the day, I'm also going to retire. Now they started now having businesses around, you know, the villages, and but they just have businesses, but they don't know how to operate it. You know, those guys, they don't count stocks, and they also don't have what is it, succession plan, because after that guy died, then the business is also dead, and that is not entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
and that is not entrepreneurship, and it's something that we need to. You know, we need to change, and it's also something that it's a corrective effort. If you really want to build a very strong businesses, every person must play a role in that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Because also, like, how do we really become an entrepreneurial nation?
Yeah.
If we also have, like, you know, foreign investors who are coming here, starting up business for us with our resources, and then they manage them, and then they make the profit, and they go back to their own countries.
Indeed. You know, the thing about foreign investment, you know, an investor will never lose.
Yeah.
And these guys, they are making, you know, there are those who can lose, but they always make sure that they go with something.
Exactly.
Yeah, they always make sure that I'm investing in these businesses, but I also need to make sure that what if something goes wrong? I have to get something. Because at the end of the day, I'm investing in there is nothing for free. And especially a foreign investor can come and invest in your business, but he or she will able to get some percentage of your, you know, of your profit one day. If not tomorrow, they will definitely come. But, you know, one thing which I want to talk about is what are some of the barriers to our, you know, to the success of most of the young entrepreneurs? Because one thing which I have seen, you know, through my experience in the corners of life, I have seen that most of young people, they really have good ideas, but the information that we get, especially from people that we think they are entrepreneurs, it's not right information. You know, Kaveh, you are just here on Eagle FM, you're working at Eagle FM, then you get a scholarship to study in US. You got your MBA, maybe Harvard University, you come back. Then your uncle just say, no, I have this 2 million, what can you do? What can you do? Do you have any business idea? Then you start a business. You either start a business or you invest in somebody's business, then your name is there. After 5 years, these young ladies and men, this, you know, Kaveh, just this young lady who we're looking at.
But today
now,
could just be Monday or Tuesday or blah day. Or it could be the day that TAFL makes your day. Turn today terrific. Just buy a 750ml TAFL, SMS your code to 77700, and you could win. You could make today chilled with instant prizes like TAFL bucket hats or tasty with Kapana. Or you could make it lekker with one of 10 grand prize Namibia road trips and cash for you and three friends worth 50,000 Namibian dollars. See social media for more details. Make your day. Make it a TAFL today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
So, you want to join them for drinks tonight?
Yeah, that would be great.
But you want to be clear-headed tomorrow?
But that's impossible, right?
Nope. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. So go ahead. Make every hour a happy hour. Whenever. Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment.
Yes, I'm here with Kaveh. Look, where were we? We're talking about wrong mentorship.
Yeah.
Or wrong information. Or wrong people who mentor people. You know, I was saying, let me say you are just here at the Eagle FM. You know, you are working, then you get a scholarship to go to the US or even UK. Then you come back with an MBA, it's a Master of Business Administration, and your uncle realizes that, no, I think Kaveh has a capacity to run a business. Let me give you this 2 million. Then when you get this money, you either start a business or invest into a company which is already operating. Then you become a partner in that company. Then you take a platform, because now your name is already there. These young people can come to you to say, no, Kaveh, how did you start your business? I want to be like you. I want mentorship. Because the problem that we have in Namibia is, you know, when somebody is given a power, I don't know how you get that power. When somebody is given a platform just because of what you have, then a lot of people will start to believe in you to say, no, I think you started your business from the scratch. Then you take a platform, you're invited in Women in Business. You know they are always those platforms where they call, you know, these mentors. You're invited in Women in Business, you're invited in, you know, these colored dinners and whatsoever. Then you take a platform. When you take a platform, you are not going to say, I got money from my uncle. You say, no, I was suffering in the street of Katut, in the dusty street. They always have this thing. No, I was suffering in the dusty street of Katutura and what. Then I started my business with, with few coins I got from where. Then I'm like this. Then you know, if you give now wrong information to a person who is hardworking, to a person who has maybe a business idea, this thing is going to kill this person. Because he's going to work extra hard, but you're not really giving enough information to say, for you to succeed, you will not get it tomorrow. And you not get it in the next 5 years, especially in business. What I've seen, and through the little years that we have been alive, what we have seen that those guys who are successful and they are real entrepreneurs, these guys will not, they are the one who will tell you, no, I've been eating fat cakes in the street of Durham's, for example. I've been doing ABC and D. I was a taxi driver. You know, I was a security guard. Those are some of the true stories. But this thing of saying, no, believe in yourself, believe you want to tell me that we don't believe in ourselves. No, we believe in ourselves even more than you who is telling a person to believe in themselves, but really giving wrong information to our young entrepreneurs, it's really going to kill them.
Yeah.
And it's destroying mindset, and it's also demotivating people, because these people end up thinking to say, no, I think there's a lot of things I'm not doing right.
Mm.
Just to tell a person that, no, apart from networking, apart from connecting with people, apart from researching and reading books, you need to face challenges until you make it. And, you know, it's very tough out there. It's very tough out there. So,
And I also think maybe one of the contributing barriers to why our young entrepreneurs are faced with is also inadequate market experience.
Yeah.
Because it's very important for you as an entrepreneur when you are going into a specific market to understand it and to fully understand it by that matter.
Yeah.
Because you cannot just go in there, you want to sell clothing, but then you don't know who's the cheapest supplier that you can maybe make a profit off of. Or where are your customers? You know, where do you find these people?
Yeah.
And how do you enter that market that is an already existing market? So, of course, there's already people who own the customer base, you know. Customers are loyal to a certain person already. So how do you tap into that? And how do you then, you know, ensure a platform for those people to also start contributing to your business and start buying from you as an entrepreneur?
No, indeed. You know, the other thing which I have also observed, especially when it comes to our entrepreneurs, is over mentorship.
Mm-mm.
It's over mentorship to that extent that you cannot stand on your own, because you know, City of Windhoek has a business incubation center. It's called Bokamosa, somewhere there, and there was another business incubation center. I think it was sponsored from the outside. It's called Dololo in Windhoek. And when you look at businesses which have been there, because if you are at an incubation center, you are learning, you are given business opportunities to present your business ideas. You can also get investors, but these guys, they relax so much to that extent that they stay in that, because you are a child. It's like you are nature. You are being mentored. After that, you need to go and fry. You find this. This startup at a business incubation center for 5 years, even 10 years. Then you are no more a baby. You must give opportunity to others also.
Yeah.
Because people are scared of, we are really scared. I don't want to put it on people. We are really scared of going out there without a guarantee to say you are going to succeed.
Yeah.
Because the aim of going into business is to succeed.
Mm.
Yeah, because you find, how can you be a business in an incubation center for 10 years? You are an adult baby, and it's very difficult. And I think also lack of innovation is one of the things also, because it's not a matter of entrepreneurs not believing in themselves. Because if you find a young lady selling, for example, kapana for 2 to 3 years without any changes, then another competitor came. And this competitor is very creative and sell kapana for 1, 2, 3 years. Then after 4 years, the person has a restaurant.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because this person, if you are able to make 250 in a day or 300 in a day, they are content to that extent. You can even find a person selling the same product, maintaining your customers for even 20 years.
Mm.
20 years doing the same business, having same customers. And the person just believed to say, no, I think this is just my life.
Yeah.
It's just my life, and I'm maintaining this. And they don't want to take extra risk.
Mm.
They don't want to invest in other things.
Yeah.
And those are just some of the, you know, survival businesses.
Yeah. But David, can I just ask your opinion on luck? Are some people really born lucky? Because one person could be in a business industry, right?
Yeah.
And you've been at this business, like you're giving it your all, man. But
there's
really no hope at the end of the day. You're like, why am I not succeeding? Then Kave comes along with a new business. 2 years and she's already flourishing. Like, is there such a thing as luck?
No, I don't believe in that thing. I'm very sorry. No, I have a different opinion. I believe that whatever you get in life, it depends on your contribution to life. I believe in that thing. It's not the spiritual thing.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's just to say, you know, whatever you get in life, either a product of good planning,
mm.
or you were at the right time, mm.
right place.
At the right place at the right time. And this thing of saying, some people are born like, a person was just there at the right time. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is not something, because you can't say you're waiting for luck for you to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah. You know, it's life. And I also believe that, you know, it's a series of decisions that we make.
Yeah.
Because in life, we made, you know, a lot of good decisions,
mm.
which gave us good opportunities. We also made a lot of bad decisions. Then we end up at the wrong side of, you know, wrong side of life. And that is, I don't believe in that. And in business, I think it's just, you know, it's just a fight, man.
Yeah.
Just a fight.
Yeah.
It's just a fight.
Yeah. And I also think another thing that entrepreneurs need to consider is the impact of job creation.
Yeah.
Like, because when you are starting up a business, it shouldn't only be about personal success.
Yeah.
It should be about the broader impact, because when you start up a business, it's not like you're going to be employing people, for example.
Yeah.
And when you employ these people, you are contributing to the economy.
Yeah.
Because you're not just feeding this one employee that you have, but then you're rather feeding a whole family of that person.
Yeah.
So you have to think about the broader impact of your business.
Yeah.
And I think that's what actually helps a few people not to quit along the way.
Yeah.
Or maybe to push a little bit harder, because you know that there's a whole family of people who will be affected by your decision to end your business or... Yeah. To quit halfway.
No, absolutely. You know, Kaveh, there is one thing which I promise myself to say. No, I will not retire employed.
Mm.
I want to leave something for my kids, because I don't want my kids to go what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be correct, because at the end of the day, there is a point where you say, no, I acquired enough knowledge, I acquired enough skills. How can I practically apply this? How can I do this? Because at the end of the day, If you die and you don't start something for your kids, mm-hmm. and you don't know how life is going to be,
mm-hmm.
at that level,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to suffer. They are going to the drawing board, because it's not right. It's not correct to be like our parents. I don't want to say our parents are wrong.
Yeah,
I just want to say there are some points in life where you end up realizing that, no, I think I understand this, and I think I need to do more.
Yeah.
I need to do more, because in those years, it's just to provide for my kids, and to have a basic life.
Mm.
But at least your grandkids must be more advanced than you. Then you create that foundation.
Mm.
Because if you look at most of the successful people, they build on their parents' businesses.
Mm-mm.
Look at, for example, these guys like Donald Trump. His father was a very hardworking guy.
Mm.
He was a very hardworking guy, and he made sure that I connect my son with the right people. I make sure that my son is connected to good lawyers, good investors. There was, I think, one point he sent Donald Trump to the military school, then he did not make it.
Yeah.
Then he make sure that, no, after that you go to business school,
yeah.
then you are going to be in a family business. But after that, that guy developed that business. It's Trump Empire.
Mm.
If you go to America, you can't touch him. But he was more advanced than his father. But you have to appreciate the foundation which was created.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, there is this thing of hustling. Hustling is making few monies to sort out your problems.
Yeah.
And then after that money is finished, then you go back again to the hustle.
Mm.
And we have this thing to say, no, if somebody is hustling, no, it's just a little money to get, man.
Mm.
But it's not really something that can sustain you for a very long time.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important for us to have these engagements and these conversations, because we have to see how can we, even as a country, adopt the spirit of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Even if you're looking at a country like Nigeria, for example.
Yeah.
My mother actually went there, and when she came back, the thing that stood out to her the most was their level of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Because they have a street, kind of like what we have, Independence. You know how long that street is?
Yeah, yeah.
And all the way throughout that whole street, you just find like street markets on either side of the road.
Yeah.
Just people selling things, clothing, you name it, even washing machines.
Yeah.
And their thing is that, you know, we don't have to have People come here and build shops for us. Yeah. Things that we can do with our own hands that we can sell ourselves. Why not just adapt that culture?
No, it's true. It's true. We need to, you know, that's why the culture of entrepreneurship must change. And also the way people view entrepreneurship, even from the government side, from our policymakers, the banking sector, they must view entrepreneurship in a very different way.
Mm.
Because, Kave, if, let me say, you have your parents who have been working very hard, then they have, for example, 1 million, or maybe, you know, 5 million or 10. Then just say, no, Dad, I think I'm very tired. I want to start a business. Can you just give me at least 100,000?
Mm.
You will never get that.
Yeah.
You will never get it. And this, I think, is 5% of Namibians who can do that.
Mm.
Which I know, I'm taking a risk, giving my kid, you know, 100,000 just to start a business.
Yeah.
You know, it's you receive all the questions and let's go to the business break.
Oh, look at that.
Now that's a view.
The only thing that'll make this better is
a Heineken. Ice cold, crisp, and refreshing.
Now.
Yes, now. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. Wherever. It's made with 100% pure malt and 0.0% alcohol.
Yes.
Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment, or as we like to call it, Lecture Hall 1.
Yeah, Lecture Hall 1. You know, I wanted to talk about parents believing in their kids who want to start businesses, because I believe there are creative kids out there, and there are people who are very good at seeing beyond the obvious, because some people are just born to look ahead.
Yeah.
They are very good at what we call strategic planning. Mm. A person can look 5 years ahead, but due to lack of those resources, it's very difficult for that person to go forward.
Mm.
Because if you have resources, it's easy for you to meet the right people. It's easy for you to attend, you know, right courses. It's also easy for you to you know, you cannot, you know, sometimes just to take off. Even Just to have money for connectivity, because now everything is online. You have things like online marketing, online meetings and whatsoever. Just to start. Because it's very difficult.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very difficult on that regard. And the other thing, maybe before we give our listeners time to engage us in the studio, is the aspect of, you know, the investors and banks in Namibia.
Mm.
They still... young entrepreneurs are still suffering to get to secure, you know, loans.
Mm.
The regulations are still strict. It's still very difficult for you to secure a loan which can sustain your business and you know, make it very strong to that extent you would start generating money.
Mm.
Because they are still asking for collaterals. Now you need to have something to start something. How can you ask me that question if the reason I came to you is because I don't have anything?
It's what I was going to ask.
how can you do that? And at the end of the day, you realize that, no, sometimes young people, they are willing to they are willing to sacrifice their time. They are willing to work. And we understand that, you know, the country cannot absorb, you know, government cannot absorb everyone. Even the guys who have been in government for 50 years, they are scared of coming and start their own businesses.
Yeah.
And I know it's something that we need to really need to interrogate, and everyone must contribute to this discussion.
Yeah, and you can just call in and share your opinions, your contributions, your questions. Our studio number is 083-288-8401. That is 083-288-8401.
Oulium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuroe Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mwambirewa konorahita tu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment. We are talking about, you know, our low culture of entrepreneurship and innovation culture here in Namibia.
Yeah, and maybe we should look at what are some of the areas that young people who are out there could invest in.
Mm.
What are some of the businesses? Because we are also waiting for our listeners to give contribution. We are waiting for our researchers. We are waiting for business lecturers. We are waiting for, you know, captain of industries, the guys who are working in banks and the guys who understand local economy and the market themselves, just to give us a contribution to say, today now is the platform. It's a platform where, because we understand that business is the one which is building the country. The question is, what are some of the areas that we should invest in? We should invest in, especially nowadays.
Mm.
Yeah, do we need to invest in salons?
Mm.
It's barbershops, stack shops.
Yeah.
Can you think about big things? I'm not saying those are very small things and they are not relevant. Those are businesses that will remain
relevant.
Will remain relevant.
Yeah.
But you don't know now. You know, things are changing.
Mm.
In the next 5 years, you find one robot in town which is cutting hair.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
And the other people, they are nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, as much as we want to maintain the status quo, we must also look beyond what we see, because the world is changing. The world is changing, and some of the guys, you know, when the guy like Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars, it sounds like he's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's very crazy, and that is a mindset of many entrepreneurs, because most of the people who, through my little research which I have done, most of the people who are very good at making money or building industries, these are the guys who went through a lot of criticism, because people don't see what you want.
Yeah.
And people don't see until to the point where they say, no, I think I was blaming my kids. I was blaming Kaveh. Now she's very successful. I could have given her money to be a bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And some of the people, because of lack of trust, or because of our low cultural, you know, motivation in terms of businesses, a person will end up dying with his skills or with his mindset or with his entrepreneurship mindset. And, you know, it's very painful.
Mm.
And there's also this thing of, there are always, you know, hyenas in the industry. You know, you know, hyenas are most tactical animals. They wait for, they are always following somebody.
Mm.
You know, if you are in the jungle, the hyena is always following a lion or is following a cheetah, just waiting for that guy to make a kill.
Yeah.
Then looking for that very small opportunity. It's very tactical. It's not a skillful animal, but knows how to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why now in business, it's also like that. You have a business hyenas who are waiting for you to come up with your ideas.
And they steal it from
then
you.
Then you come to that person to say, no, Kavi, I have this business idea. I want to build a plantation for something.
Mm.
I want to come up with business. You know, I can present even my business plan, you know, to you. Then I can say, no, if I do A, B, C, and D, in the next 5 years, I can make 100 million.
Mm.
Then the hyena will pretend like he's not listening. But after 2 or 3 years, you see exactly the same plan that you presented to that person.
Mm. It's now in motion.
It's now in motion, established with a different name.
Yeah.
Even the structure of leadership within that organization is yours. That's why a lot of people now, they are very scared to say, no, I really want a business loan, or I really want to talk to this mentor, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
This person is going to run away with my ideas.
Yeah.
What is your contribution on that?
Yeah, I think it's very true. That happens, unfortunately, many a times than less. And we have to see, as an entrepreneur, like, where can you be? How can you be confident enough, you know, to act on your idea before passing it on to the next person? Because I feel like if entrepreneurs were confident enough, if they were self-reliant enough, they would just act on the idea when they come up with it, instead of, you know. But it, even though mentorship is important,
yeah,
advice is important, and it is required in this field, but then you have to learn that sometimes you really need to act on your ideas. Because how do you turn your small salon into a big salon, an international salon, without you going to a mentor? But then you want to act on it, but then at the same time, you don't want to be limited, or you don't want somebody to steal your idea also. So we really have to open up our mind and see how we can, you know, take these risks and just act on them. Because lack of failure, that mindset of fearing to fail, is what, you know, at the end of the day, brings us down.
Yeah.
And it keeps us from following our dreams or achieving these goals that we have for ourselves.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we have also, you know, apart from, maybe let us look at the fear of failing.
Mm.
Because we live in a society where we have a lot of people with negative views. People are very negative.
Mm.
You want to start something, then you speak it to wrong people. Then at the end of the day, you are even demotivated to do it. Yeah, that's why sometimes think about what you want. You know, and it's also good to... And I think I knew this before. We were not taught about the power of building from losing. We're not taught about those things.
Mm.
Because our parents or our society expect everyone to win. They expect every person to be successful. But if you lose, no one can teach you to say no.
Yeah.
You can lose 20 times, then you wake up, then you move forward.
Mm.
Or you can struggle, but the day is going to come, one day when you are going to make it. Because we have this thing to say, if I act, people will think, start this business.
Yeah.
No, people think no, this guy is crazy. How can you start that business?
Yeah.
But you know, after, you know, 2 or 3 years of resilience and you know, good planning, the same person will come. So how do you do it?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Or can we start talking?
Mm.
Can we start talking? Because it's human nature, man. It's human nature, and I cannot. And we have seen it a lot. People will only come to you when they see that you have a certain value.
Yeah.
But if you are trying, you will not see them.
Mm.
You will not see them. I know one guy is a very successful entrepreneur. I'm not going to mention his name. The guy is in Windhoek. He's a very good friend of mine. And that guy is bold.
Mm.
He's bold. That's why I respect him, because if you come to him with your failure, motives, or with your views which are motivated by failing or by negative opinion, he will not listen to you.
Mm.
If he tells you that I'm going to do this, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't win most of the time, but he's always the guy who is standing. And he has a lot of money. But when you look at him, where he is now, Because he's a bit older than me. But when you look at him where he is now, he's a guy who realized that making money requires a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because number one, you have to educate yourself. You have to be educated. You don't need a degree to make money. But you need to make sure that you read. You need to make sure that you know how to work with people.
Mm.
Yeah, because at the end of the day you're working with people. Mm-hmm. And that is a very important skill in life that we don't have.
Yeah.
We don't have it. Because if you can really work with people, because at the end of the day there's always something that people want, and in business everyone is trying to take from you.
Yeah.
And there are those you know like hyenas in business.
Yeah.
They are always there. That's why that guy he has a very good human relation skills, and if you have that skill with experience, I think money is just running to him, man.
Mm.
Yeah, money is just running to him.
Yeah.
So
But I liked what you said about how you have to make sure that even if you're not winning,
yeah,
you always remain standing.
Yeah.
Because even if we look at the story of the KFC guy, founder.
Just hold on. We're going to commercial break.
Hey, it may be hot, but we're going to make it cool. Buy a 750ml tafel, SMS your code to 77700, and you could win instant prizes like bucket hats, kapana, or one of 10 grand prizes worth 50,000 Namibian dollars each. Make your day. Make it a tafel today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Life is full of firsts. Your first crush and your first date. Your first interview and your first job. Your first car and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our 5-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
As I was saying, failure is very crucial in entrepreneurship, and it's very much needed. Because even if we look at the success story of the KFC founder,
yeah,
you know that his recipe was actually rejected 77 times.
I know, I don't know about
before
that.
Before it got famous.
I already know that that guy was in the military and he was failing most of his life.
So he started making chicken, just with his buddies. And then he tried to make this into a business venture, and it got rejected over 70 times.
Yeah.
70 times. Like every time he tried to submit it, it got rejected. But today it has become the franchise that it is, and it's as successful as it is.
Yeah.
Not because he gave up, but because he kept on pushing.
Yeah.
Even when he got a no, he still remained standing.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. You know what? Those are type of motivation that you can give to a person. And when you read the history of that guy who the founder of KFC, I think he was a military colonel at one point and he didn't make it. When you start also connecting the dots, you say, no, this guy started making money at a very later stage. But he was just maybe waiting for that career opportunity to come. Then he can shine. Because remember, through his life experience, those are also some of the skills that he's using.
Mm.
Because, whatever you go through, you know the life breakups that you go through, they will make you tough business negotiator. you understand?
Yeah.
Because, if you are just being let me say you are in a personal relationship with a guy, like a lady like you.
Yeah.
Then you are being weak, you are being pushed in and out, you are a pushover.
Yeah.
Then you go through a breakup, then you rebuild yourself.
That is a
very strong character, building from being disappointed.
Yeah.
When you enter business, when you enter the boardroom, everyone will respect you.
Mm.
Because you went through life.
Yeah, yeah.
You have experienced, rejection. You have experienced failure, and you also understand what it means to work with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of those business guys, they are very tough, and they don't waste time, because to them every second is money. They don't waste time.
Yeah, indeed. Do share your contributions, your questions. Just air out what you think the young entrepreneurs can do, or what, anything, even advice that they can learn from. You can call us in studio at 083-288-8401. That is 083-288-8401.
Yeah, and while we are there, is the aspect of motivation which we need to look at, because every young person who is any young person who is there thinking of starting a business or thinking of making money, think of venturing in a certain area, being rejected many times or being scared of, you know, business hyenas to run away with your ideas.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to believe in yourself, and it's also very good to be very good at planning, because some people are just business minded. They're just business minded. Some people they have different talents, and also recognize the skills of others, because not everyone can be a business person. That thing we must understand. But yeah, every person can have can invest. If you cannot do business, at least invest your money. Because I remember, you know, when we were at university, we used to get money. You know, refund money.
Yeah.
That was my first taste of money. If I have to tell you my story, we will not finish. It was my first taste of money. I never touched 10,000 in my life until I went to university. You know, when I went to university, I got around, I think around 21K, 21,000.
Mm.
I think that was around September there. Then, you know, that when that money came, I have to, you know, it was around 6 a.m. in the morning. Then I have to look at the phone, the text is 21K. And I have to sleep a little bit because I don't understand. Yeah, when now I woke up, you know, it was apart from now giving my parent a portion of money, especially my mother, because my father, you know, is working, is making his own money. I make sure that I take care of my mother, because the only thing which was in me is to make sure that one day you would die without giving your mother something.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you are not done with school.
Yeah.
And I give my mother and bought, I think, a second-hand PC. And the rest is a series of wrong decisions.
That's
a wrong decision. That then I think after 3 days, I think I was just having one K. Then I went to one of my uncle. He's working, I think, working with Namra now. I went to him because he's a finance guy.
Yeah.
Then I went to him. I think I'm robbed. There's no way I can spend this money just like that. I think I'm robbed. Then he said, "No, David, you are very good." He gave me a hang and he gave me 500 again. And I was so confused.
Mm.
He said, "No, you are very good. You even gave you bought your laptop. You give your mother something. You are a very good boy, because you were not taught how to deal with money."
Mm-hmm.
And I think you are one of the good. I said, "No, I think this guy is trying to play with me or what?" Yeah, but after that, I start realizing that, to say, "Oh, it's not really because of money. It's because of how we were raised."
Yeah.
We're not raised on how to handle money.
Mm.
You are given, we are not, you know, if you compare the life of a black person with a white person, these people can have the same amount, you know, parents can have the same amount of money, but the way they treat their kids.
Yeah.
You know, a kid has his account, you have a personal account, you have the account where you can invest. Then parents can also test you.
Mm.
So now I'm investing, I'm giving you, both of you, I will give you 5,000, 5,000 or 10,000, 10,000. Then I will see after 5 days or after 1 month, how much are you going to have or what are you going to buy? Are you going to KFC? Are you going to buy nails? Or you are going to buy something or even a machine which is going to generate money?
Yeah.
That is the culture also of, you know, handling money. I think that is something that we are not really taught.
Mm-mm.
And it's something that you have to pick up on your way when you are growing up. Imagine if you were taught how to make money, you know that was enough money to have a startup.
Mm.
Yeah, it was enough money to have a startup, and you have to make a lot of wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Then you learn from them.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, then you continue pushing. And when my next refund come, I was a very wise guy. I was a very wise guy because I understand what pain is.
Yeah, you learn from your mistake.
Yeah, you learn from your mistake. You understand what pain is to just spend money like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important for us to adopt that kind of culture where we are not afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But when we do make the mistakes, we learn from them and we try to move on and advance on and do better things. And it's really important for us to foster the spirit of entrepreneurship and teach our young entrepreneurs as they are coming up how to manage money, how to manage their business, how to make these relations, how to network properly, how to invest properly, And where do they, you know, where do they find these investors that can invest in their business and help them to grow? How do they obtain capital?
Yeah.
These are all very necessary questions that we have to look into and truly interrogate.
Indeed, indeed. And the other thing also which I've seen is networking. You know, there are people who are very good at networking, and there are also people who are very good at knowing people. Because it's one thing to know a lot of people, and it's also one thing to have right people.
Yeah,
you know, you can have a quality network that you can use when you need them.
Yeah,
because some people can tell you no. You can find somebody who is maybe 70 years at the village. He's a retired person who was working. Then I can tell you, no, who is the CEO of what? No, we school together with that guy. Who is what? Yeah, but we, no, he's one of the 25 companies. But yeah, but you know, he was my friend. He was even my neighbor. But he was not really somebody that you can sit and have a discussion. He's just somebody that you know. But you never use that opportunity to say, no, you are an investor and I'm retiring. How can I save? How can I invest money for my kids or for my, because my when you are retiring, your health is deteriorating.
Yeah.
How can I invest in which business should I invest in?
Yeah.
Because you can have all the good people, but not just to bring, to say, no, who I can even call him now. He say, you know, it's my friend. We have this thing of, if I know you, yeah, and I have your number, we are friends. But do we really sit and talk about, what are you good at and what are you bad at?
Mm.
What are you good at? What can I learn from you? You know, I think network is a very important thing. And I think when you network, you ask for maybe right questions, then you understand what another person is. Because people who are very rich, they respect their time.
Yeah,
you can't just jump into a person. Maybe a person has 25 meetings on the schedule. Then you say, "No, the guy is rude and what." But I also realized that when I was studying, I make sure that you align with people that are in places that you want to get in.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Then one of the advice I got is, "No, David, you are doing very well. But you are still young. You still need to learn.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of things that you need to do in life. You need to learn. And you need to suffer.
Yeah.
You need to suffer to understand how life is.
Yeah.
And you can have very brilliant ideas, but you wanting to make more money at that age, I don't think it's the right thing.
Mm.
You are too ambitious, but you don't know what life is yet. Those are some of the things that we need to understand. Because if your mentor is, if you are 28 years old or 27 years old, and your mentor is a 75 years old successful business person, that guy went through things that you did not go through. And he can give you shortcuts, but don't expect, you know, results just like that.
Yeah. And I do agree actually that networking is a very powerful tool because, you know, there's a quote that says, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
Because who you surround yourself with, eventually it's a reflection of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be successful, if you want to be in a certain type of criteria, you have to surround yourself with people who have the same dreams as you.
Yeah.
Maybe who are more successful than you, whom you can learn from, and who most importantly can open doors for you.
And they must also not be a threat to you.
Oh,
because, you know, one thing I've seen in our black culture is if somebody is better than you, instead of learning from that person, you are trying to compete.
Oh,
and you're already lost from the scratch.
Yeah.
You're already lost.
Yeah.
Because instead of you saying, no, Kave is making a lot of money, or she is very good with, you know, with communication, she's very good with writing and all those things, why should I not learn from her?
Mm.
Instead of you saying, no, why does she do A, B, C, and D?
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of learning from people that are better than you. And it's the only way that we can win. And the other thing is also when you talk about networking, you can't, you are an entrepreneur who is in Kapana business or maybe in manufacturing, for example, then you are cheering with teachers of agriculture or teachers of physical science. These guys, they are not at the same journey with you.
Mm.
You are at the wrong place. You are at the wrong place. Because you need to chill with people that you want to be like. Because I'm not saying you should not have friends who are not in the industry that you are in.
Yeah.
But if you spend most of the time with, let me say you lawyers is a good example, because lawyers, you need them in business every time you need them.
Mm.
But let me say you are spending a lot of time with engineers, but you are not in the construction industry, or you are not in an industry which needs engineers.
Mm-mm.
And you are already doing something wrong.
Yeah,
you're already doing something wrong, because it's always good to align yourself with who you want to be.
Yeah, and what you want to do, because I also feel like if you just focus too much on somebody who does something different from you, you tend to get distracted easily.
Yeah.
Because you are now looking at what that person is doing, and you are forgetting your initial goal that you had for your life.
Yeah, what you want.
Yeah, what you wanted. Yeah. Now you are focusing on what these other people are doing and how they are treating their ways and their life and what. But then you forget that you had a different goal from these people. So why not just go and join a group of people who are like-minded as you,
yeah,
and want to achieve the same things in life as you.
And we have a lot of people who are very good at changing the minds of others.
Yeah.
Some for good reasons, but some for wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Because you'll be distracted to say, no, you started this business and you are making this money and you save this amount of money. Let's go out and chill. Life is very short.
There's always that statement.
Yeah, it's December. When you want to make a lot of wrong decisions, there's always
that statement.
You know, life is very short. Let's go and enjoy yourself. Let's go and do this. And those fancy things, and they can manipulate you to do that.
Yeah.
Then it's a waste of the past 5 years in investing in something.
Mm.
Then you'll be forced to start over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think a smart way to look at that statement, you know, life is short, go out and enjoy. Like, the same way you want to go out there and chill, just also think about it in the sense that life is short.
Yes.
But then once I leave, like, what is my legacy? What am I leaving behind?
That is true.
Instead of trying to, you know, yes, it's okay to live in the moment and enjoy with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But also think about, what am I going to leave? Like, what are people going to remember me for?
Yeah. No, it's actually a very... It's a very strong point, because it's not only short when you want to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
It's also short when one day your kids are going to start again where you ended.
Mm.
So to our listeners, thank you very much for listening to us. It's Business and Economic Segment, Lecture Hall 1, with David and Kaveh. From my side, I appreciate your time for listening to Eagle FM.
Mm.
And I also wish you strength to continue listening to the following program, and have a very wonderful evening.
From my side, same thing, you know, same time, same place tomorrow.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you know, to put yourself out there, to take those risks. You know, entrepreneurship is about learning, it's about growing, it's about falling and failing, most importantly. So just put yourself out there and don't be afraid of anything. And from me, Kaveh Venembruka, this has been Lecture Hall 1. Thank you very much.
Olio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma kuroye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica koshikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano. That is 08174.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future. Eagle FM, the eye.
Dumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.